What are the benefits of taking out a home loan? Housing, by its very definition, represents not only a fundamental requirement for human survival but also a crucial gauge of a nation's advancement in terms of human development and well-being. Securing adequate housing often constitutes a significant financial outlay and typically cannot be fully covered by a family's regular monthly income or savings alone. Prospective homeowners must actively seek out a housing loan of considerable magnitude, one that is thoughtfully structured to allow for gradual repayment over an extended period. Upon reading this blog post, you will find answers to nearly every question related to home loans, including banking terminology associated with home loans. You will gain a clear understanding of the home loan approval process as offered by various banks and financial institutions. With this knowledge, you will be empowered to make an informed decision on which bank or finance company is the most suitable for your needs. Let's begin. Regulatory guidance on housing finance. While formulating their policies, banks have to take into account RBI guidelines, which are being issued from time to time and ensure that bank credit is used for production, construction activities and not for activities connected with speculation in real estate. Bank finance may be granted to individuals for acquiring land for construction on a plot, either with the assistance of a bank or through other means, within a time frame specified by individual banks. Financing the purchase and construction of a dwelling unit for each family, as well as covering the costs of repairing damaged dwelling units. Financing the purchase or construction of a second house in the same town or another town, intended for self-occupation, for individuals who already own a house in the town where they reside. Facilitating the purchase of an old house in which the individual is currently residing as a tenant. Providing funding for alterations, additions, or repairs to a house or flat that has already been financed by the bank. Offering supplementary financial support, often against pari passu or second mortgage charges on a property already mortgaged in favor of other lenders, from whom funds were raised for construction or property acquisition. Banks may also extend housing loans to entities other than individuals for the construction of accommodations aimed at improving living conditions in slum areas. This credit can be extended directly to the slum dwellers, with government guarantees, or indirectly through state governments. Basic banking terminology related to home loans. Eligibility for the home loan. This refers to the criteria that determine who can qualify for a home loan. Eligible individuals or entities include salaried employees, professionals, self-employed persons, NRIs, non-resident Indians, PIOs, persons of Indian origin, HUF, Hindu undivided families, proprietorship firms, partnership firms, and corporations seeking housing loans for their employees or employee quarters. Purpose for taking home loan. This outlines the reasons for which a home loan can be obtained. These purposes typically include purchase or construction of a house or flat, renovation, extension, or repair of an existing house or flat, purchase of a plot of land for future house construction, acquisition of household articles to furnish the house or flat. Quantum of home loan. This specifies the maximum amount that can be borrowed for various purposes. For the construction or purchase of a house or flat, the loan amount can range from 3 lakh rupees to 500 lakh rupees, depending on the location. Major metro cities like Mumbai, Kolkata, New Delhi, and Chennai have higher limits. For repairs, renovations, or extensions to a house or flat, the loan amount can go up to 50 lakh rupees. When purchasing a plot of land, borrowers can avail of a loan of up to 100 lakh rupees. For acquiring household articles to furnish the house or flat, a maximum loan amount of 5 lakh rupees can be obtained, which is typically 15% of the home loan amount. Please note that these terms and limits may vary slightly between different banks, but they generally adhere to the standard guidelines set by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI. The eligibility of a home loan and related terms are calculated based on various factors and criteria, as explained below. Calculation of eligible loan quantum. Salaried employees, eligibility is typically calculated as 72 times the gross monthly salary or 6 times the annual income based on income tax returns, IT returns. Self-employed, professionals, eligibility is usually determined as 6 times the gross annual income based on income tax returns, IT returns. HUF, proprietorship, partnership firms, companies, eligibility is generally assessed as 6 times the cash accrual, profit after tax plus depreciation, as per the balance sheet, P&L account. Debt service coverage ratio, DSCR, in the case of HUF, proprietorship, partnership firms, companies, a minimum DSCR of 1.5 is required. DSCR stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio and measures the ability to cover loan repayment from available cash flows. Margin requirement. The margin refers to the percentage of the property's cost that the borrower must finance themselves. Margin requirements vary based on the loan amount. Up to 30 lakh rupees, 10% margin. Above 30 lakh rupees, up to 75 lakh rupees, 20% margin. Above 75 lakh rupees, 25% margin. These margins are subject to the loan-to-value, LTV, ratios stipulated by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI. Interest rate on home loan. The interest rate on a home loan, also known as the rate of interest, ROI, is the rate at which the borrower repays the loan. Interest rates may vary from bank to bank and can be either fixed or floating. Floating interest rates are often linked to the bank's base rate and calculated at monthly rests. Processing charges on home loan. Processing charges are fees levied by banks or financial institutions for processing a home loan application. The specific charges can vary from one bank to another and may even be waived by some banks. Security in home loan. To secure a home loan, a mortgage or equitable mortgage, first charge, is typically created on the land, flat, or house being financed. Disbursement of home loan. Disbursement involves debiting the loan amount from your home loan account to make payments to the builder or contractor. Disbursement can be upfront in the case of ready properties or linked to construction stages for projects under development. Repayment period for home loan. The repayment period for a home loan varies on a case-by-case basis. Salaried individuals are generally expected to repay the loan before their retirement date, while others may be required to repay the loan before reaching a specified age, such as 65 years. Home loans insurance. While home loan insurance is not mandatory, it provides security in case of unforeseen events. Insurance coverage ensures that the remaining home loan amount is paid by the insurance company to the bank if the borrower passes away, preventing the burden from falling on family members. Premiums for home loan insurance are eligible for tax exemption under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act. Features of home loan. Home loans typically offer features such as interest calculated on a daily reducing balance, no prepayment charges on floating rate loans, flexible repayment terms, including up to age 70 years in select cases, options for step-up, step-down MS, inclusion of income from close relatives for enhanced loan eligibility, and interest subvention from the Government of India in the first year, subject to conditions. These terms and conditions can vary between banks and financial institutions, so it's essential to carefully review the specific terms of the home loan you are considering before applying.